A very good morning to Harry Ricketts.
Good morning.
Your book for us this morning, Bug Week and Other Stories by Irene Beautrey.
That's right. Victoria University Press, $30. And in some ways this leads on rather neatly from the person you've just been talking to and her book. So this is a first collection of short stories by Irene Beautrey. I'm a great admirer of her poetry, particularly the last two books of collections, Dear Neil Roberts and Flo. Fantastic poet. So I was very, interested to see what she'd do with short stories. So 13 stories here, all but one set in New Zealand. There's one set in Germany. Some set in a town that's obviously Wellington. Some in an area perhaps not unlike the area around Whanganui. The cast of characters. So I'm trying to just very quickly give you a little sense of what you might get here. I mean, definitely a fan. So the cast of characters, well, there's an envious older sister, there's a female stalker, there's a talking albatross, there's a disillusioned teacher, there's a mother with children in a safe house, there's a madam in a brothel, there's a hapless schoolgirl, and several rotten male poets. So we've got a...
Are they rotten poets or rotten males?
I think they're both. So this is, I was tempted to say this was a sort of walk on the wild side, but it's more a walk on the unreconciled side, if you like. These are characters who we encounter at stages in the life where things are either coming apart, perhaps coming back together, a moment of decision. They're wry stories. They're quite disconcerting. They're terrifically well written. A kind of restrained lyricism in the writing. They're quite jolting, and we're plunged into these thwarted or semi-thwarted lives. Sometimes we just get a flake of a life, and sometimes we get a rapid sequence of episodes which give us a sense of a whole life. So you can't predict as you're going into one of these stories, you plunge into it, quite where you're going to go or where you're going to end up. You're certainly going to be quickly colliding or inspecting somebody's hopes, their desires, their fears, their frustrations, the kind of world that they're inhabiting, sometimes trying to change, sometimes trying to come to terms with. And you don't know exactly where you're going to come out either. You might come out with a character overwhelmed by the universe and everything that's in it, or fantasizing about escape. You might be running into a school playground with the central character. You might be naming some kittens. You could be doing all sorts of things. You could be being embraced by the ex-lover that you've been stalking. There's no set arc to these stories. They are wry, they're melancholy, they're very compelling. And have I got time to give you a very short extract?
Please.
So this is a story called, ironically, Living the Dream. And Barry, the central character, who mostly wants to bunk off and smoke, is talking. He's a teacher. And he's talking to, he's mentoring a potential or a future teacher called Sarah. "Here's my lesson plan," she said, handing him an A4 sheet. Everything was neatly typed into boxes titled Topic, Learning Outcomes, Links to Prior Learning, and so forth. "Ah, Training College," Barry sighed. He began to read aloud, partly out of habit and partly to embarrass her further. "Year 12 English," he read. "Topic, The Scarecrow, by Ronald Hugh Morrison. Activities, think/pair-share, 10 minutes. Character role play, 20 minutes. Sarah interrupted him. "I was thinking, to make it fun, I could get them to imagine they were the characters and have a conversation, like pick any two characters and talk to each other, about what they're thinking and that." "Aha," said Barry with a smile. "Do you think it will work?" As she looked into his face for a sign of approval, he realised she was serious. He wanted to say something cinematic like, "Honey, let me tell you a few home truths." He wanted to say, "Whatever you do, so-and-so will sit there gazing at herself in a compact mirror. Such-and-such will be drawing male genitalia at the back of his book. What's-his-face will have the appearance of intense concentration, but only because he got stoned at lunchtime." He said, "Sure, it'll be fine." He made some half-hearted excuse involving photocopying. He was desperate for a cigarette.
Wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff. Thank you very much, Harry. So, recommending, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great stuff. Thank you. Bug Week and Other Stories is by Irene Bertray. 13 short stories it is in the collection. Victoria University Press, the publishers, $30 the price. Thank you, Harry Ricketts, for the review.